I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa. Okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon. CFRC 101.9.
Bridal talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And as always, I hope you're having a fantastic day. I hope you're having a fantastic week. If the audio on today's episode sounds a little bit off, that's because I'm trying something new for today's episode. I'm currently doing an at-home recording. I have been booked and busy this week, and it seems like I will be booked and busy up until April, so I'm trying to see if I'll be able to swing some at-home recordings. I'm just giving you my life story now. You don't need to hear this. But for today's episode, we're doing a pretty chill selection of music. I actually had some help with today's episode, so thank you to my boyfriend Jameson for picking out a lot of the songs that you'll be hearing today. Like I said, booked and busy, so I've been really appreciating the help, and it's a fantastic selection of songs. I'm not just saying this because I put them on air, but I did listen through them, and it's a really good selection. Some of them are songs that I've known and enjoyed for quite some time, and some of them are even new to me, so we're kind of having this fun new experience all together, both you, the listeners, and me, the host. But the song that we had bringing us in there was Speaking Terms by Snail Mail, and that came from their album Lush, which released a few years ago in 2018. And I don't think that this was an independent... No, this was released on Matador Records. It's not an independent album, but it really just reminds me back of, like, the bedroom pop heyday. It reminds me of, like, old Claro, like, Immunity Claro. Some good heavy nostalgia with that song there. But the new songs coming up, I don't know two of them. Well, I do now because I listened to them before I played them, I promise. But they were new to me before hearing them for the first time today. And that is Metal by The Beths and Sun in an Empty Room by The Weaker Thans. And then we also have some Housewife with New Girl. And I know Housewife. I saw her when she was in Kingston at the Broom Factory. Shout out Broom Factory, shout out Housewife. But that song from The Beths is somewhat new. It came out in late August, and it came from their new album, Straight Line Was a Lie. And I really like the album cover. It's kind of like this collage sort of style with a bunch of different like mediums, and I think there's some clay in there as well. I love some clay art. And then the Weaker Thans song Sun in an Empty Room comes from their 2007 album Reunion Tour, and then that Housewife song New Girl comes from her 2020 EP Better Daughter. And yeah, I hope you enjoy those three songs coming up right now after this quick ad.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Keep it. weeks, papers, rumors, and elections, crosswords on an ending war. The black in our fingers smear their prints on every door pulled shut. Now that the last month's rent is scheming with the damage deposit, take this moment to decide. The shoulders we lean our shoulders into on the subway mutter an apology. The shins that we kick beneath the table, that reflexive cry. The faces we meet, one awkward beat, too long and terrified. Know the things we need to say, been said already anyway, by parallelograms of light, on walls that we repainted white, sun in an empty room, sun in an empty room.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing. And if you're just tuning in now, then welcome. You are listening to Queen's Album Club, A Week in Review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And just in case you didn't quite catch those songs that we just played, then don't worry, I have them all right here for you. Up first, we had Metal by The Beths. After that, we had Sun in an Empty Room by The Weaker Thans, and Weaker Thans is spelt all one word. And closing out that segment, we had New Girl by Housewife. And I just realized I'm actually recording this episode in my Housewife merch. I got a shirt when I saw her in Kingston, and it's such simple yet effective merchandise. I don't know why I said the full Govey name of merch just now, but it's just a black crop top, and on it says Housewife in gothic lettering, and it's imposed onto a sword, and it's so cool. Simple yet effective. I love it. I love it so much. Anything with swords are just so cool. Like, what do you, like, just a medieval sword? Like, give it to me. $50. Like, I don't care. Take my money. Take it. Also, I forgot to mention earlier as to why this episode is kind of lacking in a theme, but Queen's Album Club is kind of closed for the season. We're not doing any more meetings until the new year, because exams are starting not next week, but the week after, and I know everyone has a whole bunch of stuff going on with exams, outside of exams, just personal life stuff. Like, there's just so much going on, so that's why we're kind of doing a chill episode. So for the rest of December, it'll be kind of just whatever comes to mind. But we have some more songs coming up right now. Up first, we have Circle the Drain by Soccer Mommy. After that, we have Who Knows by Daniel Caesar. And then after that, we have Serious by Indigo D'Souza and Monthe. So I hope you enjoy both of those, or all three of those, actually, after this quick ad.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meter program.
Like To say who calculates, not me, I'm all confused. who knows? Think I'll take that thought to the grave, but who knows? I know that I love you always, yeah, girl, you and I'd like that.
Was Sirius by Indigo D'Souza and Monthe, and that song released September 24th of this year, so still quite new. I thought it might be for an upcoming album of Indigo D'Souza's, but it is not, and I don't think Monthe has an album announced either, so just a fun little single from them. And then before that, we had Who Knows by Daniel Caesar on his new album, Son of Spurgy. I played one of his new songs on a recent episode as well, but new album is phenomenal. Released just a month ago now on October 24th. And then the first song in that segment was Circle the Drain by Soccer Mommy. And that's not a new song at all. It came out in 2020 on the album, or on her album, Color Theory. And which is such a fantastic album. If you haven't listened to Color Theory by Soccer Mommy and you liked the sound of Circle the Drain, like, by all means, like, go and listen to that right now. Maybe not right now. Wait until the episode's over, because there's even more great new songs that are part of great albums that I will be plugging. But so many great songs off of that album. Circle the Drain might be my favorite, but Night Swimming and Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes is... those two songs are just amazing as well. But just in case you're just tuning in now, welcome. In case you don't know what you're listening to, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club A Week in Review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And in the last segment, I spoke a little bit about how Queen's Album Club is currently on exam season hiatus, so to speak, just with everything getting super busy academically and just in personal lives. Everyone I know is like juggling several things at once. So we will be back in the new year. But we do have one last little sort of event happening tomorrow, November 27th, the Thursday. I don't know why I word that so weird. Thursday, November 27th in Wallace Hall in the JDUC from 5 until 8 p.m. We'll be at the AMS Club Fest. So I'll be there. Some of my other execs will be there. And yeah, you can come and chat about all things Album Club. If you have any questions for us, questions about joining the club, any suggestions, even just wanting to talk about music, we will be glad to have you there. Yeah, hope to see you tomorrow. But for those next songs coming up, I'll introduce them so I don't just send you off into the music without any warning. Up first, we'll have Pharmacist by Always. After that, we have Cross Your Heart by Mama. And then after that, we have Hot Knifer by Peach Pit. So I hope you enjoy those songs after this quick ad.
Are you looking for a summer job? What about a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields? Queen's Career Service is excited to host in-person career fairs in Barlett Gym, Mitchell Hall, on Tuesday, January 20th for the Summer and Part-Time Opportunities Fair, and Wednesday, January 21st for the Engineering and Technology Fair. Drop in anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Barlett Gym. These events are open to all Queen students of all years. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
I know you're back. I saw your sister at the phone.
Thank you. Listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
For the last time on today's episode, welcome back from the music. I hope you've enjoyed everything that I've played for you today for this hour. We still have some more music coming up to close out this episode. But before I get to that, I'm going to kind of go back in time and go over the songs that we just heard once again, in case you didn't quite catch the titles or the artists or what have you. Up first, we had Pharmacist by Always. After that, we had Cross Your Heart by Mama. And then closing out that segment, we had Hot Knifer by Peach Pit. Now, that Peach Pit song and the Always song are not new. But that song from Mama is. It was released just under 2 weeks ago, came out on November 14th, so yeah, two Fridays ago, and it's off of their newest album, Welcome to My Blue Sky Deluxe Edition, and this is one of the new songs that was added on the Deluxe Edition, and it's my first time listening to Mama, hearing that song. And it really, I'm gonna have to go and listen to Welcome to My Blue Sky because I really, really, really like that song, and I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did. Gonna make sure that I don't run out of time here. I'm gonna go ahead and introduce the next three songs that will be closing out the episode today. Up first, we have Sweetest Heart by Rachel Bobbitt. Next, we have Falling Apart by Slow Pulp. And closing out today's episode, we will have Past Lives by Jay Somm, featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore fame, who also just released an album pretty recently. That one was called Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party, and it came out on November 7th, so about 3 weeks ago. I haven't had a chance to listen to that myself. I don't have too much nostalgia around Paramore. I know a lot of people do, which is why they really like Hayley Williams beyond just her being an amazing singer, but I'm gonna have to hop on the bandwagon, I think. But that song, Past Lives by Jay Somm featuring Hayley Williams, came from Jay Somm's newest album, Belong, which came out on October 10th. So not the newest thing we've played today, but still relatively new. And it's a great album, so I highly recommend you check it out. And I hope you enjoy those last three songs. And I hope you've enjoyed your hour with me on this lovely Wednesday. Take care. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Have a fantastic rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there.
Stretching lips out onto me. I planned to pass. broken sparrow, an open echo, looking sideways, casting shadows, entire lifetimes spent on the sidelines, time you borrowed. Side by side with your past lives into a standstill, still blurring lines, shifting gears, caught in halftime.
I've got Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via cfrc.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast.